Hi, and welcome to the Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. I hope you had a fabulous new year, and looking forward to an exciting, healthy year. You know, I tell my clients, health is a journey, and you need to constantly work on it, and be conscious of it. You know, we used to call people who worried about the health hypochondriacs. Well, I'd rather have a health hypochondriac than someone that just has that concept that I can always get my body repaired, fixed, you know, go to a doctor and they'll fix it. Well, I'm sorry. Unless you have a mechanical problem that needs, you know, special surgery, you know, for the most part, physicians are not auto mechanics. Our human bodies are very, very, very complex systems. And most majority physicians are taught to deal with dis-ease, conditions in the body of dysfunction. There's no course in medical school called optimal health and wellness. So by luck, you might find an enlightened integrated physician or health practitioner. Or you have to take it on yourself, and we have so many great tools right now to do this. The problem is there's so much confusion on the web. I love these, you know, clickbait stories, you know. Since I look through all the news articles, health news articles, and general news, I see a headline that says, you know, North Koreans are in panic about the new military, you know, discovery or machine or whatever you want, a weapon. And what does it turn out to be? It's a promotion for some brain supplement. Come on. Are we that stupid that we're going to fall for this nonsense? You know, I'm just going to get on the pedestal for 1 second. Have we gotten so entranced by fake news that's carried to the health area? Well, my mission is to try and give you authentic health news. News that comes from medical studies. Legitimate. And if possible, you know, peer-reviewed medical studies, not what we call clickbait. Yeah, try this one. This will do it. This will work. This will change you. Let's get a context. The context is you can modify your system with enough knowledge and enough work. Now there. Things that are incurable. We understand that. But obtaining optimal health and wellness can be in the hands of anyone right now. It's a marvelous time. Education and health used to be controlled for the most part. You know, came from our doctors and maybe some, you know, TV, you know, no Dr. Oz. But, you know, some TV education, maybe on PBS or maybe some magazines. But it wasn't available the way it is today to an educated health consumer. And I absolutely assume that my listeners are educated or will be educated health consumers. So the first concept is that you can turn on good systems in the body. You know, I use that analogy of a nuclear reactor or, you know, what we used to call fuse boxes now in our houses. They're not really fuse boxes anymore. But they've designed so that if there was an electrical surge or overload, it would be controlled before there was damage. Same thing with a nuclear reactor, unless it was Chernobyl. So we have these control systems. When these damage control systems get turned off or malfunctioning is when you have conditions such as osteoarthritis, atherosclerosis, brain dysfunction, maybe autism, what we call dementia. The list goes on and on and on. So any cross-search on oxidative stress, which is a byproduct of energy production, needed every second of life, but needs to be controlled. And we have systems controlled by genes to control damage. So what happens from damage? DNA gets damaged, cancer as a result, damaged cells become cancer cells. Damaged cells become plaque in your arteries. Damaged cells become plaque in your brain. So we need to prevent the damage. Keep that concept in mind. We're going to talk a little bit further in the podcast about how do you control this damage. And how do you stimulate regeneration in your system? Take a young child, they get a little cut, boom, heals. Take an older person, or as people get older, it takes longer and longer to heal. Why? The regenerative systems in the body, stem cells and all those mechanisms. You know, if you take a very young child and cut off the tip of their thumb, an accident happens, it can regenerate. So it's possible. And the future is, we call it regenerative medicine. It's not here yet, but it's certainly in the realm of possibilities. So what are we left with? We're left with the tools that we can actually access right now. And we call that system, well, the term is epigenetics, which is the turning on and turning off of gene systems in the body. And the use of nutrients, food, phytonutrients in food, supplements that come from different food complexes, we call that nutrigenomics, turning on genes. An example would be what's called a P57. Very, very, very important gene. It's called the tumor suppressor gene. Yes, a tumor suppressor gene. Now imagine if the tumor suppressor gene is turned off. How do you turn it back on? Well, 40 years of research at Johns Hopkins on a substance called sulforaphane, which is found in some cruciferous vegetables. It's found a lot in broccoli sprouts and broccoli seed. Properly grown broccoli seed. Yes, it turns on the tumor suppressor gene. You can verify what I say. Everything that I say can be found in search engines and PubMed. It's there. So how wonderful. There's a food that might turn on an anti-cancer gene. So what do? I take a broccoli seed. I'll put in a little plug here. Vitalica. Supplements. .com, Vitalica, supplements.com is a broccoli seed that was used for decades for cancer research at Johns Hopkins. And what I'll do if for whatever reason that's not your taste to take a supplement, you need 3 day, no more than 3 day old broccoli sprouts. And then you can chew it with some mustard greens. It's very helpful. So there's a tool. There's another tool. And I'll go through some nutrients that have epigenetic effects and dietary factors that have negative epigenetic effects. Well, certainly, lots of drinking, smoking, being in a polluted environment, high mental stress that you're not dealing with through either meditation or some other system can have a negative epigenetic effect on the body. Foods, chemicals in lots of processed foods. Eat real foods. That's always my message. Oils, heated oils, can have a negative epigenetic effect. Foods with toxic metals. Now, how would you know that? Well, if you go to an integrated physician or even online, it might be interesting to do a heavy metal test and see if you have high levels of cadmium or arsenic. Another epigenetic negative epigenetic effect comes from a lot of the synthetic estrogens in our environment. Bisphenols, you know, the lining in cans, and a lot of the cosmetics that can be absorbed into the skin can have a negative epigenetic effect. Excessive calories and obesity and lack of carbohydrate control, you know, we call it insulin resistance, can have a negative epigenetic effect. So those are controllable factors. So let me get back to the positive things you can do. You can do the broccoli seed, a lot of berries. I start my day with tons of berries, blackberries and raspberries and blueberries. And now my latest one, which I'll be talking more and more in these podcasts, is aronia berry. Fantastic berry. Much, much stronger than blueberry, but works in synergy. Has a positive epigenetic effect, or what we call positive nutrigenomic effect, right? Nutrigenomics is the turning on of these gene systems. It's interesting, you know, I do not have gray hair, and I'm 73 years old. How come? Because I understand now that oxidative stress, excessive oxidative stress, affects the melanocytes in the hair root. And so you try and control the oxidative stress. I don't know if it's going to work for everybody, but it's worth a shot. Again, lots and lots of berries, all sorts of berries, and adding some good prebiotics. One of my favorite nutrients right now for a healthy microbiome is something called butyric acid. Now, Bulletproof became a huge company by putting butter in your coffee. Well, why? Because butter is actually a source of butyric acid. So you can eat butter. That's fine. If that's your choice. Somehow, it doesn't seem to agree that well with me. I don't really want the dairy. So, what can you do? Well, you can take in lots of good fiber sources. Now, I always look at labels, and I look at, you know, how much fiber, soluble fiber, insoluble fiber is in there. I want nice amounts of fiber. Lots of ways of getting it. If grains are okay with you, through the grains and the beans, and it's easy to do your homework on high-fiber foods. And just introduce them slowly if you have bowel issues. So let me get back to butyric acid. I'm now a big fan of butyric acid supplementation. A search on butyrate and health will turn up lots and lots of information on the web. Eventually, I'll be putting these on my website. It's part of my New Year's resolution to put a lot of things I mentioned here on VitalicaSupplements.com and, put those links. But yes, butyric acid. And there are different butyric acids, supplements, some with sodium, some with calcium. And there's all sorts of ones. And what I tell people is, experiment. Often, if I have a supplement, I'll get different ones and see how it agrees with me. Some seem to agree better, and you know, we have what's called personalized nutrition, personal individual, what Roger Williams coined as biochemical individuality. So, but butyric acid is now one of my tops, you know, and Dr. Liss, my wonderful, amazing integrated physician, really likes butyrate and butyric acid. There are, you know, some good studies on IBS and, you know, all sorts of digestive issues. So that's another, getting back to the topic, another nutrigenomic factor. Nutrigenomics affecting epigenetics, which affects gene switches and gene expression. So I have to be careful. As my daughter Celia always says, you know, I used to teach nutrition, and so I sort of get into a lecture mode, and so I gotta I gotta watch without getting too much into lecture mode. But I'm so excited when I see my clients changing. That's the wonderful thing, to see changes. Gotta be patient, but if you don't have the paradigm that you can change, it won't happen. You know, belief systems are very, very strong, for good and bad. Lots of medications have a placebo response. The medicine isn't really working, it's the placebo and belief system. Or what they call NOBIO, which is the negative belief system. I don't know how people can, again... I watch some of these TV commercials as part of, you know, you watch your favorite movie and now you get 18 million drug commercials. You know, I'd like to see one, just one, for a nutrient or a supplement that lists the side effects. You might feel the best you ever felt. Your brain might be working. You know, you're going to have more energy, more vitality. In truth, based on real research, not, you know, some nonsense. We don't really see that. There's all these drug commercials. How people can get sucked into it. I'm sorry. You know, they tell you always negative side effects, some for legal reasons. And then they show you people happy, going, never in these commercials do they say, you know, there is another option, okay? Here's the medication. And really, if you do some intensive lifestyle management, you might not need this medication. Just like the research on bypass. You know, the sham experiment was done where they did fake bypass, and people came out the same. Unless it's an emergency procedure for a bypass, they don't tell you. Well, you know, lifestyle management, maybe some medication or nutrients, might work just as well or even better than this life-risking surgery. This life-risking procedure. All medical procedures have a risk. You know, stents have a risk. Open heart surgery certainly have a risk. So anyway, it's a little digression, but I hope you've learned a lot in this podcast. Please subscribe. Please share it. Please comment. You can always send me questions at vitalicasupplements@gmail.com. vitalicasupplements@gmail.com. I'd be glad to answer your questions. And I thank you so much for listening. And have a great day or evening.